Well, anyway, look, I mean, from now on, if somebody asks me to describe ADHD in like a clinical setting, I'm just gonna show them this song. I don't think I really need to give them DSM-5 anymore. No, but in all seriousness, yeah, that was 99. Can you really believe that? Like, it's only 4 minutes and it goes through like 20 genres at least. Like, I don't know, Mr. Bungle were and are absolutely nuts, and it doesn't always land for me, but in the case of California and in the case of like this track, it's very clear that all that experimentation paid off, I think. Now, speaking of experimentation, this next track and this next album really caught me off guard completely. Now, I recently became a fan of Low, a very legendary slowcore band, husband and wife, as you may know. But they didn't quite create a masterpiece to my ears the way a Red House Painters or Carissa's Weird might have in the same style. I was proven dead wrong with one of their newer releases, which is Double Negative. I believe it came out in 2018, I want to say. And all they really had to do to elevate themselves to me was just kind of like add on elements of glitch, of, I mean, almost ambient pop, of electroacoustic, and again, industrial. I'm kind of a sucker for industrial elements in rock and pop music. Guilty. But no, this album is an absolutely incredible gem. It's super underrated, I think. Nobody talks about it. Like, I think Hey What did somewhat better in The Collective Conscience, which was their last one before Mimi passed away, and then the band kind of fell apart. That one is great too, but I don't know. There's something about like just the collection of songs on Double Negative that really spoke to me, and it's not even just because it's like that. In general, they're a slowcore band. I mean, there's not going to be like a dry eye in the house when you're done listening to it. But I thought like it was such a creative album, in a similar way to like a. Maybe Mr. Bungle is a bad comparison point because it's not nearly as manic, but the spirit is there. And here's Fly. I think this might be my favorite track on the album. It's give it a listen.
Thank you. Swallow my tears, but saying goodbye to the living is so painful. South on the Yangtze, with some hazy fever. Word from you, dear exile, has not reached me here. taking you dragon. Go easy.
Game enough, you could place your
trust in me. For the love of life, there's a trade-off. We could lose it all, but we'll go down
Alright, one last track before we throw in the towel for today. Ladies, gentlemen, neither, both, thank you so much for tuning in to my latest open mic session. This is No Problems by Ginger Root. He's going to be performing at the Pearl, which I might attend. I'm looking forward to it. Prices aren't that bad. His new album came out, Shinbangumi. I thought it was a lot of fun. Here we go.
Lost in your thoughts. We're all aware of the challenges our online spaces present, like online hate and the spread of misinformation. But how can the average person make our online world more positive? Studies have shown it takes just 10% of the people in a community to set its values. We're all digital citizens, and we all have a role to play. Join Media Smarts, Canada's Centre for Digital Media Literacy, on October 23rd for Digital Citizen Day to help make our online world a better place to be. Visit digitalcitizenday.ca to find out how you can make a difference.
From natural disasters to unforeseen accidents, emergency preparedness is a crucial element of maintaining a safe school environment. Canada's diverse geography means schools can be vulnerable to a range of natural hazards, including severe weather, flooding, wildfires, and earthquakes. National School Safety Week is October 17 to 23, and the Canada Safety Council urges schools and communities to focus on strengthening emergency preparedness protocols. Find out more at CanadaSafetyCouncil.org.
My name is Jamie Hill. I'm the Design and Communications Manager at Embark Sustainability. I think my favorite thing about Embark is that you do not have to be the climate know-it-all. You don't have to know everything about the issues that are going on. You really just need the passion to get started. So depending on what you're interested in, you might have a unique skill or interest that you don't think is applicable to climate at all, and it turns out you are the people that we need to be part of the community. So I'd really encourage anybody who has even an inkling of interest in climate or food justice to get on board. Embark Sustainability Society is an independent, student-centered nonprofit working across SFU campuses. Embark focuses on climate and food justice in their programs and initiatives. Some of their ongoing work includes their food rescue program, learning gardens, and sustainability career nights. Discover your role in building a sustainable future based on your unique skills and interests. Learn more at EmbarkSustainability.org and follow along on Instagram at EmbarkSustain.